Well, Merry almost Christmas. I know for many of us, the best thing we could do for the next 20 minutes or so is just take deep breaths. As I know, many of you, like myself, have been writing lists and realizing that you didn't quite get all your shopping done, or you do have to be at the grocery store when it opens tomorrow, and you do have to get a few things cooked that you thought you would have already possibly prepared. In our case, this sense is really coming home to me. We knew that Jordan was coming and coming in tomorrow evening and just staying with us for Christmas and the 26th. So our house is in a bit of uproar right now, as it is before you have your house guest, even if it is your child, coming home. You know, there's stuff here and there, and there's the guest room almost ready, and the groceries almost purchased. And as I was leaving the house tonight, Jordan calls me, and he says, "You know, Mom, you know, I am coming in tonight." Now, how that confusion happened, I don't know yet. But we're picking him up at the train station at 9:30. So when this service is over, I'm out the door to clean, maybe to shop and clear and encourage Gary to move a little more quickly than he usually does. Gary's a very good and thorough cleaner and extremely slow. Just in case you wanted to know that. I mean, so I'm sending moving vibes to him right now, so that a little more is finished by the time I get. So what I feel a lot of us feel at this time of year is how, on the one hand, we want to have a wonderful Christmas. On the other hand, we feel that tension. And I guess in that case for all of us, it's important to always make that choice, which we talk about at the fellowship frequently. Are we serving love or fear? You know, our Course in Miracles says there's only two orders of the thought, right? And we know our egos run on fear, right? You know, judgment, I'm not this, and I better get that. And we also know that God is love. So that's my first thought for all of us, is to get ready for this Christmas and all those people that you're going to be entertaining or with. Remember, it's all about love. Right, all about love. Mike, I loved your words tonight, but just glancing at Mike as he's over there serving us is always a gift. His smile, his joy. So, I want to talk to you about a wonderful awareness that has come to a few of us that are studying a book by Emmett Fox right now. And I have to tell you that church has not always made a lot of sense to me. I was the girl in the Sunday school class that said, really? So God has one son that's really the real deal, and he decides to kill him for the rest of us? I mean, and I always had to ask those sorts of questions of my Sunday school teachers and the Northwest Scotch Presbyterian Church in Detroit. It just never quite made sense. So I think maybe a lot of you had those questions. And so you were willing to try to understand the theology, and you weren't interested in being particularly critical, but it didn't make a lot of sense. And so throughout my life, I was always looking for more sense, more understanding. I got little ideas along the way. When I was a little girl, my babysitter lived across the street. Her name was Marlene, and they were Catholic. And she took me over to her church in school one day, blocks away, which was St. Scholastica on the northwest side of Detroit. And when I came home, I told my mother I saw Jesus at Marlene's church. And my mother, who was one of my first instructors about churches and religion, said, you didn't see Jesus. That was just a statue. And a lot of people worship statues, but that wasn't Jesus. And wasn't really the thing that we honor in as God's child. So I was raised with a kind of a suspicion of what was being taught, and so that fit well with my later experiences and asking how that worked. So, throughout my life and through my searching later, much later, I, along with a friend of mine, went to a Benedictine monastery. Some people here went back there with me. But my first time there was before the Christmas season, and I loved this Benedictine monastery. It was of women. And they were, of course, really into Jesus. You know, this was Catholic. And so I went there, and I just tried to understand what was going on, because I was there during those weeks before Christmas, you know, the four Advent, right? And they were telling me they were preparing to receive Jesus, which sounded good. But I couldn't quite get it, but I was so touched by the serious contemplation and interest in this Jesus. And as you know, in monasteries, Catholic monasteries, there are lots of pictures and graven images of, but it had me wondering about maybe I need to understand a little more, but it didn't come to me soon. So now I'm with a group of five of us studying at Emmett Fox. And we came upon a new book that's called, not a new, I mean, it's an old book, but new to us, called The Power of Constructive Thinking. Constructive Thinking. And I'm here to tell you, for the first time in my life, I understand some things that I've never understood before about this faith around Jesus and around, basically, I guess, around Christmas. Because Emma told us some important things, and I can't believe all the times I've gone to Unity Village and been taught by so many people that some of these ideas were not brought up to me. This is the first shocking thing he said. This is a quote. In Bible symbolism, the virgin soul means the soul that looks to God alone. And it is this condition of the soul in which the child, and what the child is, or spiritual idea, comes to birth. The virgin soul is the soul that wants God alone. And it's in that condition that the child or spiritual idea is birthed. Well, that makes sense. Another, going on in the same little part, the indwelling power, the inner light or spiritual idea is spoken of in the Bible as a child. And throughout the scriptures, the child always symbolically stands for this. The indwelling power, the inner light, is spoken in the Bible as a child. The child that comes to the soul that purely is looking to God alone. I mean, we read this the other day, and it was like, I've never seen it like that. I've never thought of that. The ideas of the virgin, meaning any of us when we only want God, and the idea of this birth, of this spiritual idea, is what gets born in us when we only want God. And he goes on to say, those were quotes. In Bible symbolism, just as the soul is always spoken of as a woman, the spiritual idea that's born to the soul is described as a child. The conscious discovery, this is quote again, by you, that you have this power within you, and your determination to make use of it is the birth of the child. For the infant that is born in our consciousness is just such a weak and feeble entity as any newborn. And it calls for the same careful nursing and guarding as any infant does in its earliest days. Now, isn't that a different picture? That as we move to that space of truly wanting to understand this divine love, this divine oneness, we in that way get this idea that the spiritual beingness is within us. But it only can grow as we take care of it with the tender, loving care that we know we have to give an infant. And from that, it grows in us. So that's where I'm at today. I'm in this wonderful, it's like a new vision of what we mean, even with the symbols of Christmas, of that baby being this baby being born in us that we have to take care of. And it's come to me since I've been turning this over in my mind that I was a great mom, you know. I am a great mom to my pets, to children. I know what it's like to just constantly hold someone or something in love and in attention and in awareness. You're aware when you have a little child because they're listening to you. You're aware of all the words you say, the tone you use, the appreciation you give to them, the significance of how important and wonderful they are. That's what you do as you love a child. And so I'm hoping that all of us, as we consider these ideas from that great teacher, Emmett Fox, that you might reconsider the Christmas story and the ideas that are given as a personal both challenge and adventure, and more than anything, a blessing. Thank you.